This session, I'd like to use this topic, the spiritual battle in Revelation for mutual encouragement.
在这一节里，我们想讨论启示录里属灵战争为让我们能够互相勉励。
About 3 months ago, on the Friday evening service, I preached the spiritual battle number one.
那在差不多三个月前的星期五晚上聚会，有谈到属灵战争第一部分。
And today we're going to continue the second part.
今天我们要再继续学习第二段。
The second part is from Revelation chapter 12, verse 13 to 17.
第二段是指着启示录十二章十三到十七节。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 12.
所以请翻开启示录第十二章十三至十七节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 13.
十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 13.
启示录十二章十三节，
Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. Verse 14.
十四节。
But the woman was given 2 wings of great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time.From the presence of the serpent, verse 5.
十五节。
So the serpent spilled water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood, verse 6.
16.
But the earth held the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon had spilled out of his mouth, verse 17.
十七节。
And the dragon was enraged with the woman,And he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Here records a story.
这里谈到一段故事。
This story has a many analogy or symbolism.
这故事里面有很多代表性的东西。
When we interpret Revelation, we need to know what each word represents.
但是我们在谈论启示录的时候，每一个字的意义都要讲清楚。
So let's look at Revelation chapter 12, verse 13.
所以我们先看启示录十二章第十三节。
It says the dragon. Who is this dragon?
说龙，那这条龙是谁？
If you look at chapter 12, verse 9.
如果我们看十二章第九节。
It tells us who's the dragon.
第九节告诉我们这条龙。
It says, verse 9 says, So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old,called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. Here we know the dragon represents the Satan.
第九节告诉我们大龙就是撒旦。
Then as we continue to read on chapter 12, verse 13, then it says that he saw himself that he had been cast to the earth.
那十三节告诉我们龙见自己被摔在地上。
3 months ago, we discussed,that what does it mean to be cast to the earth?
那三个月前我们有讨论被摔在地上的定义是什么？
From verse 7 to verse 12, it's talking about the spiritual battle that happened in heaven.
因为在第七章到十二章是
verse 7,
第七节到十二节，谈论属灵的战争。
And we explain what this mean, the war represent.
我们有谈论到这战争的定义。
It's actually was battling against To be perfect, and in the process of being perfect, there's a spiritual battle.
那这战争是属灵上的战争，是想要让我们在属灵上更圣洁的意思。
Because from 1 to 6 is actually talk about a person being baptized.
因为第一节到第六节是在描述一个人受洗的经过。
And after baptized, there's a battle that's recorded from verse 7 to verse 12.
那受洗之后有一个属灵的战争是第七节到十二节。
And we can see that from verse 7 to verse 9, we see that the description that the battle take place in heaven, that Satan and the Michael Angel was fighting.
那第七到第九节谈论这个属灵的战争是在天上，那也有撒旦，也有米迦勒。
But actually,What we see in heaven is actually from what happened on earth.
但是这天上的事迹其实上也是在地上发生。
Verse 10, let's read carefully.
第十节说
Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. Verse 11.
第十一节
And they overcame him by the blood of the lamb and by the word of the testimony, and they did not love their wife, love their lives to the death. Here we can see from verse 7 to verse 9, talk about the angel fighting. But then in verse 10 onward, talk about the believer were victorious.
从第七节到第九节描述天使与魔鬼在战争，但是第十节以下就是讲到信徒胜利。
Especially verse 11 said they overcame him by the blood of the lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life to the death. So we know it's a believer overcame Satan.
第十一节说弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜生命，就是说他们借着羔羊的血战胜。
And so who overcame Satan?
所以到底是谁战胜了魔鬼？
Is this Michelangelo or the believers?
是天使米迦勒还是信徒？
It's actually both.
其实上两位都有战胜。
We know that when Israel traveled to the place called Rephidim. In Exodus, let's turn to Exodus.
我们请翻开《出埃及记》。
Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Exodus chapter 17, verse 9.
出埃及记第十七章第九节。
And Moses said to Joshua, "Choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand." Verse 10. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Verse 11. So it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he laid down his hand, Amalek prevail. Verse 12. So Moses' hand became heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it, and Aaron and Hur supported his hand, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hand was steady until going down of the sun. Verse 13. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. So we can see here, this battle to be victorious consists of two parts.
那这一场战争之所以会得胜，因为有两个原因。
First is Joshua had to do the fighting with Amalek.
第一就是约书亚要与亚玛利人战争。
But the battle, the outcome of battle depends on Moses' prayer.
但是战争的结果却出自于摩西的祷告。
When Moses raised his hand to pray, Joshua was victorious.
当摩西举手祷告，约书亚就战胜。
But when he lowered his hands, tired, don't want to pray, the Amalek was victorious.
但是摩西把手放下，约书亚就失败。
And so eventually, Moses' hands able to continue holding up, and so therefore they fought a victorious battle.
但是到最后，摩西有办法撑住他的双手，所以约书亚就可以得胜。
Same thing with Revelation. The angel was fighting, but then it's actually we who did not fear death. We actually pray, repenting before God, and also practicing the word of God. That's how we become victorious over Satan.
同样在启示录，虽然是天使在打仗，但是是我们因为我们的信心，让我们能够得胜。
And once we are victorious over Satan, basically Satan has nothing to accuse us before God.
那我们一旦战胜了撒旦，撒旦就无法在神面前诬告我们。
So when he cannot accuse us anything, basically he has no place in heaven.
那当魔鬼没有办法在神面前诬告我们，他就没有办法在天上。
So verse 13, it says, Satan saw himself that he was cast down to earth. He figured out that he had nothing to accuse that woman.
所以第十三节告诉我们，因为撒旦没有办法再诬告女人，所以自己被摔在地上。
Who's this woman?
这个妇人是谁？
It can be church, it can also be the worker of God.
这妇人可以指着教会，也可以指着神的工人。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4.
我们翻开加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
请翻开加拉太书第四章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 19.
加拉太书第四章十九节。
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you. Here, Paul described himself as if he was a woman, had to labor again to give birth, give spiritual birth to these believers.
这里保罗形容自己为妇人，要生产产出这些新生儿，就是信新信徒。
So let's turn back to Revelation chapter 12, verse 13.
所以我们再回到启示录第十二章第十三节。
So dragon saw himself that he had nothing to accuse the believers. Now he go after the workers.
所以龙见自己被摔在地上，在天上没有份，就到就只好去。骚扰那些信徒。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle.
于是大鹰的两个翅膀赐给妇人。
A woman can represent church or worker of God. They have these two wings of great eagle.
那这妇人是指的教会或是神的工人有两个翅膀。
What does it mean?
那这两个翅膀代表什么？
Please put a bookmark on Revelation chapter 12. Let's turn to Isaiah.
我们请把书先放在启示录，再翻开以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29.
以赛亚书四十章第二十九节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29.
以赛亚书第四十章二十九
verse 29. Chapter 40, verse 29.
四十章二十九节。
He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Verse 30.
第三十节。
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Verse 31.
三十一节。
But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles.They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Here describe that when God gives strength to people, people shall mount up wings like eagle.
这里形容当神给能力给人的时候，那些人必如鹰展上展翅上腾。
So we can see that this woman have the power of God. They wait upon God. They praying.
所以我们知道这妇人有神的能力。借着祷告的能力。
And let's turn back to Revelation chapter 12, verse 14.
再回到启示录十二章第十三节。
And her purpose to have the wings is to go to the wilderness.
那这妇人被赐两个翅膀，就是为了能够飞到旷野。
What does wilderness represent?
那旷野又代表什么
？Why workers need to go to wilderness?
为什么神的工人必须到旷野？
Wilderness is a place where God and His people meet.
旷野是神与神的人所聚集的地方。
It's wilderness where the chosen people draw near to God.
旷野是神的选民亲近神的地方。
We know that once the Israelites depart from Egypt,
我们知道以色列人离开埃及的时候
，God brought them to the wilderness and led them to travel wilderness for 40 years.
神让他们在旷野行走四十年。
Do you ever think about how come God did not lead them to like Los Angeles or New York?
我们是否想过神为什么不把他们带到洛杉矶或是纽约
？Look at Los Angeles, nice weather.
因为我们看看洛杉矶天气很好。
Never snow.
永远不会下雪。
Sometimes only one or two weeks very hot.
只有一两个礼拜比较炎热。
Every day is sunny day.
但是每天太阳都是晴天。
Sometimes if you think of rainy day, don't know where they're gonna go.
有时候连下雨都不知道要怎么办。
And there's a shopping mall, lots of shopping mall here.
有很多可以逛街的地方。
There's a movie theater.
也有电影院。
Many nice restaurants.
有很多很好的餐厅。
Think about it. If God lead the Israelites people to the Los Angeles.
我们想想看，如果神把以色列人带到洛杉矶。
To the big city.
到一个大城中。
There's a nightclub, a lot of fun.
有很多夜总会，有很多好玩的东西。
I think they say, God, I want to stay here. I don't want to go to Lion Canyon. This is good enough for me.
那些人也许会说，神啊，我就留在这里，因为我不要去迦南。
But let's look at why God lead people into wilderness.
但我们想想看，神为什么要把这些人带到旷野中
？We know that in 40 years of wilderness, that's when the people actually eat manna and what have service there.
因为在四十年的旷野生活中，神的百姓在那里吃玛纳，听神的道。
And that's right before they inherit the land of promise.
那这是他们在接受迦南地之前。
And today we are in wilderness. We need to go to wilderness.
那所以今天 同样的，我们也要进入旷野之中。
A wilderness can be anywhere.
那这旷野其实上在每个地方都可能是
旷野。It can be in the chapel.
也可能是在会堂中。
There's not much attraction here.
因为在这里没有让我们分心的事。
We know that we have this NYTS students here coming here.
我们知道有很多神学训练班的学生在这里。
We see that they do not receive much comfort.
那他们在这里并不是过得很舒服。
In their home, they had a nice bed.
因为他们在家里有很舒服的床。
They cannot enjoy their life because they cannot watch TV and have fun, do whatever they like.
他们在这里没有娱乐，因为不能看电视，不能做自己想做的事。
In this NYTS, living in the chapel, they live a very simple life.
那他们就住在会堂中，过着一个很简单的生活。
Two meals a day.
一天两餐。
Most of the time spending listening to the sermon and prayer.
大部分的时间花在听道与祷告上。
The life is not complicated. There's not many things to bother them.
并没有很多东西让他们分心。
It's just like wilderness. When you go to wilderness, you see this blue sky and lots of small rocks and some bushes.
就像我们在旷野中只看到蓝天，还有一些石头，还有一些树木。
Yeah, it's a very boring place.
就是一个很无聊的地方。
But then that's the time when people can calm down and really fellowship with God.
但这也是人能够安静下来与神在一起的地方。
And we can see Lord Jesus Christ while he was on earth, he also went to wilderness to pray.
那我们知道主耶稣在世上的时候也到旷野中祷告。
So wilderness is a place where he fellowship with God, where he meet God.
所以旷野是他与神交通的地方。
Okay. Wilderness can also be in our home.
所以这旷野也可以在家中，也不只是在教会。
But in the house, we pray our room. That become our wilderness.
我们如果在家里关上房门祷告，这也是我们的旷野。
But we need to live a simple life.
但是我们要过着很简单的生活。
And we can see that if you check the word wilderness and to see what take place in wilderness, we will have a better understanding what wilderness is about.
那我们如果看看旷野中发生了什么事，我们会比较能够了解旷野。
For example, I already did this research. I just read off to you.
例如说我找了一些资料。
Wilderness is a place where people can hear the word of God.
旷野是人能够听到神的话的地方。
Jesus and also John the Baptist, when they preach, it's all in wilderness. If people want to go hear the word of God, they had to go wilderness to hear.
那耶稣与施洗约翰他们传道的时候是从旷野开始。如果人要听到他们的道，必须到旷野。
Wilderness is a place where they baptize people too.
旷野是他们施洗的地方。
And this is a place where they work. This the prophet work.
也是先知工作的地方。
If people want to see prophet, they had to go wilderness.
如果人想要见先知，必须先到旷野。
And it's also a place of rest.
旷野也是安息的地方。
Sometimes Lord Jesus Christ go to wilderness to rest.
有时候主耶稣会到旷野休息。
A wilderness is also where the believers gather, the sheep gather together.
旷野也是神的羊聚集之地。
However, wilderness is also the place of trial, place of temptation.
但是旷野也是试探、考试的地方。
That's why I traveled in wilderness for 40 years. God trained them.
当以色列人四十年在旷野中，神就训练着他们。
God can train us in the church.
相同的神可以在教会中试炼我们。
Also, God can train us in the world.
神也可以在世界里面训练我们。
And wilderness is also a place where Jesus Christ hide from popularity.
那旷野也是神主耶稣躲避其他人眼光的地方。
And we need to go to wilderness.
所以我们必须到旷野。
Let's not go to the city.
所以我们希望我们不要到城市中。
Where there's a lot of how the entertainment, and then we will lose focus of God.
因为城市中有很多娱乐，让我们没有办法专心的看着神。
If we always go to wilderness, we will know that in this world we just sojourner. This world is not my home. Our home is in heaven.
如果我们时常到旷野，我们会很清楚的知道这个世界并不是我们的家，因为我们的家在天。
This story goes like this.
有一个故事是这样的。
Just a story.
这只是一个故事。
There's one believer, he died.
有一个信徒他过世了。
Before he go to heaven, the angel bring him to a room and show him what's like to be heaven and what's to be like hell.
那当他去天堂之前，有一个天使带他到一个房间，让他看看 地狱还有天上是有什么样的差别。
And he saw what's to be like heaven is that, oh, he saw people praying, read the word of God, meeting the word of God.
那他看到
hymns,
他看到天堂就是一个大家在那里祷告、唱诗、赞美神的地方。
And he thought, I had that kind of life throughout my whole entire life on earth. I don't want any more.
但是他却想，我在世上的时候就是过着那样的生活，我不要再有那样的生活。
That kind of life is good, but I want to try a different life.
那样的生活很不错，但是我想尝试其他方式的生活。
So the angel showed what's in hell. What's in hell?
所以这天使就让他看地狱是什么样。
Wow, he saw that a lot of people having fun.
他就看到很多人玩得很高兴。
He saw people in this world, party, dancing, drinking.Play video game, lots of things.
那他看到很多人在跳舞，在作乐，在玩电动游戏，做着很多很好玩的事情。
And so, he said, "I want to go to hell."
所以他就说我要去地狱。
Okay, so the angel to bring him to hell.
所以这个天使就说好吧，就把他带到地狱。
And when in hell, he saw that people, the lake of fire, and people crying, yelling, suffering.
但是他到地狱才发现有火湖，有很多人在尖叫，在痛苦之中。
So he hurried, turned around to the angel, say, "Hey."That's not the hell that I see.
那所以他就转过来跟天使说，这不是我刚刚看到的地狱。
The hell that I see is people having fun.
刚我看到的地狱是一个很快乐的地方。
The angel said to him.
那这个天使却跟他说。
Oh, the TV that you saw is just advertisement.
刚刚你看到的只是一个广告。
Indeed, this world, right? You know, it shows a lot of things to us, but you know what? It's just advertisement.
确实的，这个世界给我们看到很多东西，其实这样都是广告。
Sometimes I see the TV, right? This is they have shampoo advertisement.
有时候我看到电视上有洗发精的广告。
And you saw, wow, this woman has beautiful hair and looks so beautiful.
就看到一个女人，她有很美丽的秀发。
And then they say that she used this shampoo.
之后他就说他用这一排的洗发精。
Well, actually didn't say, just show the shampoo next to her.
其实上他没有说，只是让你看洗发精的样子。
And so that motivated people, yeah, if I buy that shampoo, I'll be like her.
所以这告诉人，如果买这一排的洗发精，就会像这个女人。
Is that true?
这是真的吗？
Sometimes I hear some people doing business. Sometimes I hear people do business.
那有时候我听到有人在做生意的时候。
They just hire a model, come, come, come.
他们就请了很多模特儿，叫他们来。
And then just put the product next to her and say, "This is what you need to do. How to act."
那就把这个产品放在模特儿的旁边，就叫他说要怎么做。
Did the model ever use that their product? No.
但这个
most of the time, no.
大部分的时间，这模特儿并没有用这个公司的产品。
So we have to understand when we go to the city, we often will be deceived by the city, thinking that this place is good enough.
所以我们要清楚知道，当我们到城市。理时我们常常会被城市里的东西骗。
But we have to realize the city that if we go to the city, that city will be the city of destruction.
但是我们要知道进入这个城必是毁灭的城。
And wilderness is also a place where people grow up.
那旷野也是人成长的地方。
Okay. So we can see what wilderness is about.
所以我们知道旷野是什么。
And from the context of Revelation chapter 12,
那从启示录第十二章
verse 14
第十四节告诉我们
that is a place that the worker will be nourished, will continue to grow in the Lord.
旷野是神的工人能够继续成长的地方。
Okay. So let's continue.
所以我们继续读下去。
Okay. Verse 15
第十五节
So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood.
蛇在妇人身后从口中吐出水来，像河一样，要将妇人冲去。
What does water represent in Bible?
所以这个水在圣经中是代表什么？
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 17.
请翻开启示录第十七章。
Revelation chapter 17.
十七章。
Let's look at verse 1 and verse 15.
我们请看第一节与第十五节。
Revelation chapter 17, verse 1.
启示录第十七章第十一节。
Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters. Let's jump to verse 15.
我们跳到第十五节。
Then he said to me, the waters which you saw, where the harlot sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. We can see the waters represent peoples.
所以我们知道众水代表很多人。
And when there are much water coming out from the Satan's mouth, it's like a flood.
那当水从龙的口中吐出，就像一股很强的水。
What does flood represent in the Bible?
那这说像河，那河代表什么？
In the Chinese, it said river, but in some versions said flood.
那中文是说河，但是其实上跟泛滥、洪水，有些圣经的译本是说洪水。
Let's turn to a couple of verses to see what flood's about.
所以我们翻几节经节，看看洪水代表什么。
Second Samuel chapter 22.
撒母耳记下第二十二章。
Second Samuel chapter 22.
撒母耳记下第二十二章。
Second Samuel chapter 22.
撒母耳记下第二十二章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Second Samuel chapter 22 verse 5.
撒母耳记下第二十二章第五节。
When the waves of death surrounded me, the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. Here, David said this. The waves of death surrounded him.
在这里，大卫说，曾有死亡的波浪环绕我。
He lived in danger. He's about to lose his life.
那他那时候很害怕，因为即将失去生命。
The floods of ungodliness mean ungodly people. These floods coming from the ungodly people.
他说匪类的急流。
Okay. So some people are causing trouble and like flood and like a flood towards David.
所以有些人有些匪类让他好像洪水一样缠绕着他。
Some Bible version says the floods ungodly, not ungodliness, but ungodly, meaning some people are ungodly.
那这上 有些圣经说匪类的急流就是不敬虔人的急流。
So floods are being described as people who ungodly causing trouble.
所以这些洪水或是急流代表不敬虔不敬畏神的人。
Okay. Let's look at Job chapter 27 verse 20.
我们请看约伯书。
Job chapter 27 verse 20.
约伯记二十七章第二十节。
Job chapter 27 verse 20.
约伯记二十七章第二十节。
Job chapter 27 verse 20.
约伯记二十七章二十节。
Tears overtake him like a flood. Here describe, tears is like a flood.
这里说惊恐如波涛
In other words, tears and troubles are pretty much similar.
就是说我们的患难还有惊恐
are similar.
是非常类似的。
Okay. So we know that this water represent people and they like a flood. They are like causing a great trouble, like tears. Okay. To David and also in the context to this woman.
所以我们知道这水就像众人那带让大卫还有这些人很痛苦。
Okay. And the purpose of this flood, right, is to carry the woman away.
那这个大水的目的就是把女人冲走。
But then something happened. The earth opened up its mouth and swallowed up all the water. And that's how the earth held the woman.
但是在这时地却开口吞了龙口吐出来的水帮助这妇人。
In the Bible, there's only two incidents that the earth opened its mouth.
在圣经中只有两个地方记载地的
口打开。One incident is what we just read in Revelation chapter 12. The mouth, the earth opened its mouth to receive the water from Satan.
第一个就是在启示录十二章地开口把水吞。
The other example is recorded in Numbers chapter 16.
那第二个是在民数记第十六章。
And Numbers chapter 16 record the Korah rebellion.
在民数记第十六章那时候有一群人。
Korah rebellion.
有可拉的 的叛变。
Okay. Let's look at Numbers chapter 16, verse 1.
所以我们请翻开民数记第十六章。
Let's see what happened here.
来看看发生什么事。
Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, the son of Reuben, took men. Verse 2. And they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, 250 leaders of a congregation, representative of the congregation, men of renown. Verse 3. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, You take too much upon yourself, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the holy is among the Lord is among them. Well, why then do you exalt yourself above the assembly of God of the Lord? Verse 4. So when Moses heard it, he fell on his face. Verse 5. And he spoke to Korah and all his company, saying, Tomorrow morning the Lord will show who is his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near him. The one whom he chooses, he will cause to come near to him. Let's jump to verse 16.
我们请跳到十六节。
And Moses said to Korah, Tomorrow you and all your company be present before the Lord, you and they, as well as Aaron. Verse 17. Let each take his censer and put incense in it, and each of you bring his censer before the Lord. 250 censers, both you and Aaron, each with his censer. Verse 18. So every man took his censer, put fire in it, lay incense on it, and stood at the door of the tabernacle of the meeting with Moses and Aaron. Verse 19. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the congregation. Verse 20. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, Verse 21. Separate yourself from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. Verse 22. Then they fell on their face and said, O God, the God of the spirit of all flesh, shall one man sin and you be angry with all congregation? Verse 23. So the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the congregation, saying, Get away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Verse 25. Then Moses rose and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. Verse 26.
26节.
And he spoke to the congregation, saying, Depart now from the tents of these wicked men. Touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins. Verse 27.
27节.
So they got away from the ground, the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of their tents with their wife, their sons, and their little children. Verse 28. Moses said, By this you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all this work, for I have not done them out of my own will. Verse 29. If these men die naturally from all men, or if they are visited by the common fate of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. Verse 30. But if the Lord creates a new thing, and the earth opens its mouth and swallow them up with all that they belongs to them, and they go down alive into the pit, then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord. Verse 31.
31节.
Now it came to pass, as he finished speaking all these words, that the ground split apart under them. Verse 32.
32节.
And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their household and all the men with Korah, with all their goods. Verse 33.
33节.
So they and all those with them went down alive into the pit. The earth closed over them, and they perished from among the assembly. Here records that Korah rebelled. As a result, God performed a miracle. Earth opens up, and they are all swallowed alive, and the mouth closed up, and they all died.
在这里记载, 可拉因为叛变, 所以神, 让地能够开口, 把可拉及
We can see that the leader of this group is Korah.
我们可以看出这一群人的领导者就是可拉。
Verse 16, Moses said to Korah, he knew that Korah is behind the whole thing.
第十六节, 神对摩西说, 他,
摩西对他们说,
哦, 摩西对他们说,
Moses said to Korah, so he knew that Korah is the leader.
摩西对着可拉说这话, 因为他知道可拉是带领这群人的领导者。
And Korah had gathered somehow had conspired with all those other leaders and congregation. They had teamed up to oppose Moses.
那可拉带领其他的领导者想要推翻摩西。
And in fact, look at the words they say in verse 3.
所以我们看第三节他们说什么样的话。
What they say is sounds very beautiful, but then it's ungodly in their heart.
他们说的话虽然非常美，但是完全不敬畏神。
They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, "You take too much upon yourself, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourself above the assembly of the Lord?" We read.
他们聚集攻击摩西亚伦说：“你们擅自专权，全会众各个既是圣洁，耶和华也在他们中间。你们为什么自高超过神的会众呢？”
In fact, what they want, when they say this, right, inside the bottom of the heart is, I like to be a priest. I like to be the leader. Step aside.
他们在说这话的同时，他们心中想的是，我也要当祭司，我也要当领导人，所以请你站开。
And so the excuse that they give is that the congregation, all the congregation is holy.
所以他们的理由是全会众各个是圣洁。
Everybody know the word of God.
每个人都知道神的话。
They are keeping it.
那每个人也遵守着神的话。
Okay, so we don't need you.
所以我们不需要你。
That's implied message.
这是他的目的，他说这话的目的。
We don't need you.
我们不需要你。
And the Lord is among them.
那他们也说神在他们中间。
We don't need to lead. The Lord is among them. The Lord can guide every one of us.
我们不需要你的领导，因为神在我们中间，神会带领我们。
And then they start accuse Moses. You know, we see that you exalt yourself above people, not God. God did not exalt you, but you exalt yourself.
那他们再来就是攻击摩西说你们为什么自高。
And so we can see that Moses, in fact, working for God is not that he wants to, but God told him to do so.
我们知道摩西会成为神的工人，不是因为他自己想要，但是因为神拣选他。
And whatever Moses said is indeed he received from God, not from him, not coming out from himself.
那摩西所说的话是从神而来，并不是他自己的话。
And so these people are using these words, try to discredit Moses and tell him, you know, we can lead, we can do it, everyone can do it, so we don't need you.
那这些人想用他们的话击打摩西，告诉他不需要他。
Okay. And so the thing is got so bad. Let's look at chapter 16. Verse
19.
As time progressed, right, things got worse. Verse 19.
后来事情越来越糟糕。
Verse 19 says, "And Korah gathered all the congregation against them, against Moses and against Aaron."
可拉召集全会众到会幕门前要攻击摩西亚伦。
So if God did not appear and to help them, I'm sure that Moses and Aaron probably be stoned to death by these people.
神如果没有显现来帮助摩西和亚伦，也许他们那时候就被他们攻击致死。
So God appeared and God told him, "Let me destroy these people." But because of the intercession of Moses and Aaron, therefore God decided not to destroy all the people, but only the people who are the leaders.
所以那时候神出现对摩西说：“你们离开这会众，我在转眼之间把他们灭绝。”但是摩西却为这些民众代祷。
So the earth opens up and swallow all the water, all the people, all the flood, okay, all the attacks, and it's over.
所以后来地开了口，把这些叛变的人全部吞吃掉。
And these people are representing water. What their attack is like a flood, but God resolved their problem. Resolved Moses and Aaron's problem.
这些人就像那洪水，想要把摩西与亚伦冲走。
And so, let's turn back to Revelation chapter 12.
所以我们再回到启示录十二章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Verse 16. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon has spewed out of his mouth. We can see the correlation between these two.
所以地帮助妇人开口吞了从龙口吐出来的水。
So we can see the correlation between these two passages.
所以这, 与民数记的这篇有直接的关系。
So what basically, this is actually Revelation chapter 12 verse 13 to 17 is actually recorded is the third attacks of Satan.
所以启示录十三章到十六章是撒旦第三个攻击。
Verse 1 to 6 is before believing, before baptizing.
第一节至第六节是在受洗之前的攻击。
And verse 7, verse 2, verse 12 is second kind of attack, is a war, is accuse them of anything that they do wrong before God.
第七到十二节是属灵上的战争，是魔鬼在神面前诬告人做错的任何事情。
But the male child will represent the believers. They have perfected. They become mature.
但是这男婴代表圣代表信徒，那信徒得胜之后。
And verse 13 to verse 17 talk about the attacks of Satan in the church.
十三节到十七节讲到撒旦对教会的攻击。
We need to be careful. If we are ungodly, then Satan can use us to cause trouble in the church.
我们要小心，因为我们如果自己不圣洁，撒旦可以利用我们来攻击教会。
Ungodly, 不敬畏神。
不敬畏神。
In James chapter 1, it tells us what's to be godly.
那
James chapter 1, it tells us what to be godly. Let's turn to James chapter 1.
那我们看雅各书第一章，告诉我们不敬畏神是什么样子。
James chapter 1, verse 26.
雅各书第一章第二十六节。
James chapter 1, verse 26.
雅各书第一章二十六节。
If anyone among you think he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Verse 27.
第二十七节。
Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Here records that if people, right, they say that they're religious, you know, they're godly, whatever, but then they do not control their mouth, then he deceives himself.
这里说人若以自以为虔诚却不勒住他的舌头反欺哄自己的心。
What is godly?
所以虔诚是虔诚的定义。
Stay oneself holy, bridle our tongue.
就是要让我们自己圣洁，并且勒住自己的舌头。
Have love too.
Have love. 也要有爱心。
That's what's godly.
这就是虔诚的定义。
Okay. And so, ungodly speak words from their mouth that is like a flood hurting people.
那不虔诚的人说话就像洪水。来伤害其他人。
We need to be aware not to be like them. We need to always have self-control, bridle our tongue, and also love.
所以我们要克制自己，勒住自己的舌头。
Okay. And last one, verse 17.
那最后是第十七节。
And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Please read.
龙象妇人发怒，与他。去与他其余的儿女战争，这儿女就是神的诫命。
Satan got upset because he did not achieve his purpose. He used these people try to destroy the worker, but it didn't work, and he was very upset.
那因为撒旦没有办法用这些人来毁灭教会，所以他很生气。
And then he was angry, but then he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, meaning like.The believers. He went to make war with the believer who keep the commandments of God.
他发怒就与其他的儿女战争，这些就是那守神诫命的人。
In other words, Satan cannot get that person. So it's fine. I'll get the other one.
所以换句话说，撒旦如果没有办法能够攻击一个人，他会去攻击另外一个人。
And Satan knows who's the one who is keeping God's commandment and who is not.
那撒旦也知道有哪些人是遵守神的诫命，有哪些人没有遵守神的诫命。
And he wants to attack the one who keeping the commandments of God. And he wants to attack the one who keeping the commandment of God.
那他攻击的就是他攻击的对象就是那些守神诫命的人。
And so the fourth kind of attack is recorded in Revelation chapter 13. Onward.
所以
the fourth kind of attack.The battle is not over yet. Satan continues to attack. If you want to know more, read Revelation chapter 13.
那所以第四种攻击是在启示录第十三章。
Okay. And it's basically using the world, the religion of this world, and the the political force of this world to influence the believers.
那十三章是说怎么用这世界上的宗教还有政治力量来攻击信徒。
How Satan wants to use these two forces to influence the believers, to persecute them, to make them to not to keep God's commandments.
那撒旦想借着这两种力量来煽动这些信徒，让他们没有办法继续守神的道。
Okay. In the future, we'll talk about Revelation chapter 13 if God allows.
所以如果神愿意，我们以后再来学习第十三章的道理。
Okay. So this is the meaning of Revelation chapter 12, verse 13 to 17.
所以这就是启示录第十二章十三节到十七节。